Welcome to the Authentic Dentist Podcast. Join Dr. Allison House of House Dental in Scottsdale and Sean Zayas, founder of Zana, a company helping dentists extend their care beyond the chair as they lead dentists deeper along the journey of authenticity to reach greater fulfillment in their professional lives and to deliver remarkable patient experiences. At the core of the Authentic Dentist is a belief that the answer to the current challenges in dentistry is dentists discovering that their greatest asset and point of differentiation is their personal brand, and that forming that brand out of their authentic selves is the best strategy for success in dentistry today.
Hey guys, this is Sean and Dr. Allison House with the Authentic Dentist Podcast. And today we're going to talk about what every dentist goes through when it comes to getting CE. Continuing education, you go to an event, you come back, and now what?
So I just went to a continuing education with Deval Patel, and a shout out to Deval Patel. Wow, this man is so talented. It was an incredible. So I went to Irvine, California, and I spent 2 days with him learning how to make anterior crowns, anterior veneers with my Ceric and the Mio, which is a staining glaze. And it was amazing. But as I'm doing this, I have learned the hard way that I have to make a list of what I need and how I'm going to do it. Otherwise, when I get home, it doesn't happen, which is super frustrating.
Well, I think what was uncommon to me is, as I'm hearing this, Allison, is that you came back and I asked you, well, how many positive outcomes have you had doing what you learned? And you've already had a ton of them. And
a 10 meaning 4, but sure. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. Like, meaning, you know, some of the things you might learn, like let's say you're learning something all on 4, you may not have that many you couldn't have 4 scheduled in like a week or two. I mean, you could if you had this huge demand, but that would be hard, right? To get that many people.
It would be. And with anything, I've been to several all on 4 courses, and yeah, they're hard to implement because I haven't done that yet. That's a leap. Whereas I've done a ton of locator cases, and so I kind of have that down pat. But whenever you go to another course, you still want to see, well, where am I going to implement this piece that I just learned? What do I need to own for that? How am I going to do that?
So I think probably part of it is you're more mature about where you are. So you know this is a course that I've kind of taken the prerequisites. I'm ready. There's not something in my foundation that's missing. So if I learn this, I'm too far out ahead. Like, have you ever gone to a course where you're like, this doesn't really help because some of the basic things that they assume we all know, I'm not competent in?
I have absolutely made those mistakes. I feel like I've made all the mistakes. I've been to a course where I've realized I don't have the foundation. I can't do this. The 3D printing is one of the big ones that you have to go back and learn the basics before I could implement anything that I learned in those 3D printing courses. But now I'm getting better at that, trying to figure out what do I need to know before I go to the course? What am I hoping to get out of it? Those are lessons learned.
And that's where I'm thinking. It's not just common sense that, oh, you went to a course, came back, and you were able to implement it right away at a high fidelity. Like that's a huge win. That's what everyone wants. That's the dream. That's why you do continuing education, is so that you can get equipped and empowered to be able to implement something actionable that can have good outcomes right away. But it's like you're over 20 years in practice,
and I'm 24 sure, years. Yeah.
So again, part of it's probably the maturity of this is a course that I'm ready for. You know, but I'm just thinking, like, what would a dentist not know? And would they always be able to evaluate that looking at just the course abstract?
No, I don't think you can. So first of all, things are moving quickly. So you do just jump in to see, you have a scanning course that you want to take, but maybe you don't own a scanner. So that makes it hard, but you still need to go to the course and see what's possible. Come home and then try and evaluate. Okay, so if I was going to implement this, what did it look like? And then what is the course I need to take before? And sometimes they're online, and sometimes you have to take another course in order and then buy the equipment. But it's always that once you own the equipment, you see that there's pieces that you don't know, which is so frustrating. Like I bought a Ceric and only discover it was going to take me hours to be able to design and mill, and there were lots of mistakes. But I learned. And one of the things I learned quickly is that I would scan, and then I would take an old-fashioned model and pour it up in stone so that I could practice. And again, I still made mistakes, but at least I wasn't making them in front of the patient. And it cost me, but I figured it would cost me anyway.
Well, and I guess from what I understand, hours might even be an understatement, because when I started designing digitally, not for crowns and whatever, but just graphic design, you know, and all of a sudden I'm using Adobe Illustrator, Photoshop, InDesign. There's a learning curve to each of those. There's a learning curve to just figuring out how to be an artist and express something on a two-dimensional, like, but in three dimensions at the same time. Like, it's really weird. So if you're used to doing everything
in wax or composite with my hands
in real life versus using a mouse or whatever you're having to use to now, through software, design something, that's a huge learning curve.
So to set myself up for the wins that I had, the four wins after Duvall's class, I'd done the scans. I'd done a previous scan, so I knew what the patient looked like before. And then I'd taken all these models. So I had a model of what they looked like before. I had a model of what I wanted them to look up, the wax up, and then I had a model of the preps. So when I got back, I designed in the CEREC, I milled, and I milled out of a really cheap material just so I could practice. And then I would put it on my model, only to discover that the teeth were like this, or like this, or they were too thin and they chipped. Or so I knew I was going to make those mistakes. But then as I did, I was like, oh, okay, so I need to correct here and correct here. And then pretty soon, yeah, I was able to mill out of Emax, and it was exactly what I wanted. But there was some mistakes first. But at least I had learned how to do it, because before I would mill and I couldn't figure out where I went wrong.
So is there ever a chance when it comes to a clinical educator that the course just isn't that good, or now because of reviews, like, is it difficult for that to be something that someone could fall prey to, simply because if someone does go, or a group of people go, they would just rip it apart saying, look, this was not put together well, there was too many holes. Like what's the probability? Because knew Duvall. You knew that he was going to be top notch, solid.
Yes.
There was no questions about the who with this course. There ever been in the past where you've
just
gone?
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you can teach it.
Okay. So you knew his outcomes were amazing on his own, but you weren't necessarily sure he could bring you along and teach you how to do it.
I mean, it looked like he could, but in any course, there's an assumption that you know things that maybe you don't know. And this was the same here. He assumed that I knew some things I didn't know, but he was very gracious to answer those questions for me. And so for me, I walk into the course and this is what I know what I want to learn. And then as I'm learning, I'm writing down, what do I need at my office to do this? What is the system? What's the time frame? You know, what am I going to have to do in order to implement it? And asking those questions, they don't necessarily have those answers because their office is different. Their team is different. I have a 3D printer, but I don't have an expensive 3D printer. I do have stone. A lot of people don't use stone anymore. So asking those kind of questions, because you have to run through it in your mind. I always think back at seventh grade, we had this assignment where we were supposed to give directions on how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wait, you remember it was seventh grade?
I remember seventh grade. Mr. Mosier, I believe that was his name. And I wrote this whole thing, and then somebody else had to do it. So we had the peanut butter and jelly, and I'm reading it off, and they're doing exactly what I said. And I didn't say to open the peanut butter. So they took the jar of peanut butter and just stuck it on top of the bread, which seemed dumb at the time.
Take the peanut butter, put it on the bread.
Open it, take the knife, dip the knife in.
But I'm just saying, just the idea of take the peanut butter doesn't mean the actual. They just actually took the peanut butter
jar of peanut butter and stuck it on the bread, because that's what I said. So if that was I remember that. And I always think about that, especially when I'm training my assistants, that you have to be really clear about what you need and why. Otherwise, they can't do it because you're assuming a level of knowledge that they don't have. And that happens in the class too, where the professor is assuming a level of knowledge I don't have. And so I'm not afraid to be dumb and ask questions.
So Allison of today, how were you different than Allison of 15, 18 years ago going to the same exact course? Now, forget the fact that technology didn't exist.
Hey. Well, no, I'm not that old.
No, but yes. Just 15 years ago, right?
The technology was different, for right. sure.
So in terms of your maturity, your preparation, do you think you would have still had four awesome outcomes right away? Or do you think certain things would have fallen through the cracks? Like, meaning, what advice would you be able to give to someone that's only 4 or 5 years in that maybe doesn't know how to approach CE with as much maturity as you do now?
So it depends. If it's a clinical course and you're learning something new, write it down. Write down all the steps that they're telling you, and don't rely on the notes that they gave you, because it has to be in your words. Because I'll go back to the notes that they gave me and I'm like, but I don't know what that is. I don't know what that word is. I don't know what that instrument is. I don't know what we're talking about. So I'll write it down in my own words, the steps, and then I'll run through it in my mind, like that visualization that you have. I run through that in my mind and try and fill in the blanks. One of the things that Duvall did was he gave us like an hour to stain and glaze this crown. And I knew I didn't have an hour when the patient was sitting in my chair to stain and glaze. So I only had two brushes, and you clean your brush between. Well, I'm going to need six brushes. If he tells me to put six things on here, six different colors in different ways, I don't have time to clean these brushes. I just need to go. So I needed six brushes. And then there wasn't a discussion on how I was going to clean the brushes because I touched the patient in their mouth. I have to clean these brushes. Well, obviously we didn't do that because we weren't in somebody's mouth. So then I'm running through, okay, so how am I going to do that? How am I going to do this? How am I going to move from my office to the operatory and back? Do I have to put this on something to move it around? You know, all of those little things. But once you do that and you make the system, then you can come back to the office and you can implement it. So I think, yeah, it was an amazing course. I've learned a lot. I'm gonna learn how to 3D print. We are 3D printing, but I actually don't know how. I have a 20-year-old in my office that's doing it. So I keep watching her and making the list on, okay, and this is what she did next, and this is what she did next. And I think that's how you learn and how you move forward.
Well, I know just for me, I went to a business conference. I don't even know when this was. And I'm learning about funnels or marketing automation or something. And then it's like you get excited about the possibility of what you can do. But then you get back home and you realize there's this rabbit trail about what software to use for this, what software to use for that. Do I have I don't know how to write, you know, business writing though, and business communication that's influential. So maybe I need to learn that. And then you realize, oh my gosh, like there are so many missing pieces of infrastructure that I don't, foundational stuff that I don't have ready. So it's almost like the dream can't come true yet because there's still so much work that needs to be done. And I know that's where you can get kind of like discouraged or disillusioned. And I'm sure for dentists, it's probably the same where it's like,
it's exactly the same. You buy a piece of equipment and then you realize that you don't have the foundational knowledge, but you don't buy the equipment. What you do is you get that knowledge and now you know that you have to do a couple of things. You've got to call them and figure out what is the software you need and do you need to learn how to write or can you hire somebody to do that? Because I try not to work in that zone of incompetence too much. What do I need to know so I can teach somebody else, but I don't have to be good at this. Somebody else can do that. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Did you actually learn how to write?
Well, it was one of those things that I know communication, spoken and written, is somewhat in my wheel set. So it was kind of just like, okay, let me try this out. But I don't want to be an expert in this. Meaning, it's kind of like with even design. I love design, and yet with Zana and beyond what I'm doing right now, it's like I'm trusting a creative director that is just so much better than me. But I know enough to know what's good and bad. Mm-hmm. So I can at least guide him, but I can't make happen what he makes happen. So it's like, I know enough to be dangerous. And the same is true of writing. So anytime you want to start bringing scale to something, it's like, you just need to know enough to know how to manage other people that are really excellent in it.
Exactly. So you need to know what your outcome needs to be and somewhat how to get there, but that doesn't mean you have to do all of it. Yeah. This learning stuff new, and there's, you know, you can't be the person that's still putting silver points in root canals. You can't be the person that is still doing gold onlays when on a front tooth. I mean, it's just, you have to move forward. It just is what it is.
Thank you for listening to the Authentic Dentist Podcast. To join Allison and Sean on this journey, hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode. Here's to your success. Express yourself fully. Live authentic.